You're listening to SBS News.
Yaning Tan used to design commercial air conditioners in China, despite having a wealth of experience in engineering. Since moving to Australia in 2019, he's struggled to find a job in the field. These days, the highly qualified migrant delivers materials for an air conditioning company. After a wave of rejections for jobs at his skill level, he says he's disappointed.
I found it's really frustrating looking for a suitable job. I got a job, but most of the time I do the deliveries. So that's definitely not what I want. I lost confidence, actually.
A new report by Engineers Australia suggests Mr. Tan's experience is not uncommon. It found 47% of migrant engineers looking for a job are unemployed. It comes at a time when there's a critical shortage of engineers in Australia, putting billions of dollars of upcoming infrastructure projects on the line as the economy rebounds from the COVID-19 pandemic. Job vacancies in the industry have risen by 97% in a year, with 70,000 jobs available. Half of the migrants working as engineers said they were underemployed. Skilled engineers are driving taxis and delivering takeaways, says the CEO of Engineers Australia, Dr. Bronwyn Evans.
It's disappointing, but it's also an opportunity because I think for a lot of employers, they're not aware of this talent pool that is available to them. That's why we think this report's so important, just to highlight the fact that you've got this pool of experienced engineers who are in Australia who are looking for those opportunities to be part of the workforce. Because once you're an engineer, you just want to be an engineer. It's such an exciting career to have.
Most employers cited local experience and knowledge as key to recruitment, making internships and work experience essential for migrants. Engineers Australia is working on a pilot program to connect migrant engineers with employers.
Because they're not able to benefit from those local networks and not able to demonstrate that their experience overseas has got that equivalent impact here in Australia, that they're not able to get the sort of engineering roles that they'd really like to be working in. We can absolutely be part of the solution here. We've got 106,000 members, so getting our members to be peer support, to be mentors, to give people an understanding of the local environment.
Recruiters surveyed said several Australian companies held not only unconscious but also conscious biases towards hiring migrant engineers. The report found many migrant engineers give up and end up in non-engineering roles in industries such as construction. That's something Mr. Tan is contemplating. He's enrolled in TAFE to obtain qualifications to become a tradie in the air conditioning industry, but he's not letting go of his dream career yet.
I just want to start my engineer career again. That's my dream, because I know that's what I can contribute to the society, the community the most.
He wishes an Australian employer would give him a chance to prove himself. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.